Welcome back again to Middays with Mannix and Mannix. Jeff and Taylor on the microphones. We'll get to your phone calls in a little while, but the Maine Celtics are back in the NBA G League postseason. They're the number 7 seed in the Eastern Conference, which means they are on the road as the G League playoffs get underway tonight. The Maine Celtics taking on the Greensboro Swarm. You'll be able to hear that single elimination game tonight on our sister station, the Double 95s, 95.5 and 95.9. And joining us on site right now from the Maine Celtics shoot around to get ready for the game is Evans Boston. Evans, thanks for sharing some time with us, buddy. How was the trip down to North Carolina?
Bad. Good trip down, smooth sailing, no issues with TSA or anything yesterday. Did have a situation with my Uber ride last night, though. Going to get something to eat. Uber runs over a mattress on the highway, and the mattress catches on fire underneath the car.
What?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
That sounds like something out of an SNL skit.
Everybody was okay. We pulled over, and he had to jack the car up. It was stuck under the vehicle. They get the mattress out. It was my coworker Finn and myself, and it was still smoldering, sparks coming off of it, all that type of stuff. But, yeah, you know, just one of those things that happens down in the South, I guess.
Wow. Finn, and I can't wait to talk to Finn Filmden about that, man. That's going to be that's quite the – at least if you could have been with anybody when that went down, you were with the camera guy, right? Because I'm sure there could have been some awesome shots.
But here's my question. Do you leave no tip on the Uber or a much more of a tip than you would have?
That's a good question.
On a ride like that? Yeah. Because this guy really did, like, jump into action, and you know, we were back on the road within about 10-15 minutes, but
wow.
Geez.
in that case, I figure probably bigger tip. Goodness, especially to figure that out in 10-15 minutes. That would have been a 3-hour process for me, who's not mechanically inclined at all. So oh goodness. Well, glad you've made it to Greensboro there, and what's interesting, of course, is that the entire 2025-26 season started for the Maine Celtics in Greensboro, and now the playoff run is going to start in Greensboro as well. So a little bit of symmetry there. It's been a long time, though, since the Maine Celtics were there to open the season in November. Both teams are a lot different. So what can you tell me about, especially on the Maine Celtics side here, how things are going to look tonight? What kind of help have they gotten maybe from the parent club?
Yeah, you're right. You know, the first two games of the season were down here, November 7th and 8th, I believe. And both of those games went right down to the wire. Maine Celtics lost both of them. Costly turnover in the season opener. In overtime, they had a chance to win it. They lose in overtime on the season opener. And then the very next night, had the lead and a tough banked-in three-pointer by the Swarm. And the Maine Celtics lose that game by 2. So if that's any sign, the Celtics did go 1-3 against Greensboro this season. But the games have all been relatively close. So that'll be interesting. Now, Wendell Moore Jr., those were the only two games he played for the Maine Celtics all season. That was down in Greensboro. He got the call up to the Detroit Pistons immediately after that. So he was very good. Obviously, will not be here tonight. But we are anticipating getting a little help from the Boston Celtics here in the form of Amari Williams and Max Shulga and John Tonjay, who were all with the team in Atlanta last night. They are not here at shoot-around right now, but fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. But those guys will make a major impact for the Celtics tonight.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I know last night you're right to point out Amari. Some of the guys who weren't in the lineup on that back-to-back last night got him in there early in the first. It was fun to watch him go, Evans. I mean, you and I have been watching him dish out, you know, triple-double watches really all year whenever he's been in Portland. How cool is it, especially in this year, to see him, even Shulga get the contract, and Ron Harper all in the same year end up on that big roster as really, honestly, some type of contributor?
Yeah, it hasn't been Maine's best season wins and losses wise, but in terms of player development, it's been maybe our most successful season in that regard. Amari Williams, the way he has developed this season has been so impressive to see. The way at 6'11 and 250 pounds, he can bring the ball up, distribute, the way he sees the floor, the way he just makes everybody better, screen setting, rebounding, all that stuff, has just been a pleasure to watch. So for him to get converted to the full NBA contract was very exciting for us. And then Max gets converted as well. You know, I talk about costly turnover in overtime. That was Max in the season opener. He has come a long way in terms of his ball handling. Never really been a true point guard before this season. You know, his turnovers are way down, and he's really improved as well. And, of course, Ron Harper Jr., you know, he's basically been on the Boston roster since the calendar turned to 2026, and he's been just outstanding, just an outstanding shooter.
Yeah, really outstanding indeed. And, of course, this Greensboro Swarm team is the Charlotte Hornets NBA affiliate, and pretty good one. They had a regular season that was very, very strong and have been a good team really all year long. Tell us a little bit about the opponent tonight and what Maine fans should expect out of the Swarm.
Very good team. Very good team. They will have two players on assignment from the Charlotte Hornets. Liam McNeely will be here with the Swarm, and Tijon Salon, who was on assignment for those season opening games as well. He's the one that hit the three-pointer in the second game. So those guys will be here. Familiar face in terms of two-way player, Tosun Awoma,
yep.
Played for the Maine Celtics for, seems like, five games, but it was a little bit more than that, and was very, very good for us, and then got the call up, two-way contract with Charlotte. He'll be here tonight. PJ Hall, their other two-way player. This is a very good team.
Yeah.
A very good team. They score a lot of points. And, you know, pretty good atmosphere here in Greensboro. Novant Health Fieldhouse, not a very big place, smaller than the Expo. It was designed around the Expo in mind. They came to the Expo, checked it out, and said, this is exactly the setting we want for a G League team. So it's a very similar setup with seating on either sideline and an end zone on one side, open on the other. It really reminds you of the Expo. So if they can get 1,000 fans in here tonight, I think capacity is about 1,800. It's going to be very loud. It's a metal roof, so you know, even with a small crowd, it gets very, very loud in here. This will be a tough challenge tonight. This is Greensboro's first ever home playoff game.
Yeah, and I love their advertising. Swarm the Field House is what they have on their website, so it should be a great atmosphere, as you mentioned, Evans, down at the Novant Health Field House. And you mentioned some of these players. Some of the guys that I saw that really impressed me when this team was up at the Expo, especially, was PJ Hall. He's such a big body, and you mentioned it, maybe without a Amari Williams, that does present a bit of a challenge, and maybe forcing a guy like Hassan Ward to step up. What kind of challenges do you think this Greensboro Swarm team, other than maybe a PJ Hall or including him, can present to this Maine team tonight?
Certainly the size. They're very big. The Swarm also very, very good offensively, as I mentioned. In the blink of an eye, we'll score 30 to 40 points in a quarter. So, you know, the defense will have to be on point for the Celtics. But nobody's playing better than the Maine Celtics right now. Nobody. The last couple of weeks, things really turned the corner after two tough losses in Birmingham, where the Maine probably should have won both of those games, played well enough to, shorthandedly, and then, you know, really had their backs against the wall to make the playoffs. Maine was in 11th place with three games to play. And one in Long Island, and then two huge wins against Cleveland at home. And just like that, now we're in seventh place. So it was a great turnaround. The Maine Celtics are playing their best basketball right now. And so I think it's really going to come down to the X factors in the game. Kendall Brown and Jalen Bridges. If Kendall Brown is aggressive and looking to score early, the Maine Celtics are going to win this game.
All right, good stuff there. Of course, the G League they expanded the playoffs this year, we should note, from six teams in each conference to eight, so nobody gets a bye in this round anymore. You've got to win three games in order to reach the final, and I like the setup here. With Maine playing as well as they can, or as well as they have lately, of course, you got to focus one game at a time here, but do you think this team, even if they've got to do it away, can get on a run and win three straight games here this week and reach a G League final next week?
Yes, I do. The team is playing with a lot of optimism right now. They're playing with a lot of confidence, And if we are able to get, you know, the reinforcements from Boston, which we're expecting to, I think that there is they are as good as any team in the Eastern Conference. Maine and the Motor City Crews are playing the best basketball right now. So it's almost like, as always with the G League, you kind of look at – you forget about the standings and you forget about the records and you kind of just look at who's available for that game. And in these situations, I think, you know, with Amari and Max and John Tanjay in the lineup, that makes the Maine Celtics roster so deep. And if Kendall and Jaylen Brown are playing really well, as we expect them to, Hayden Gray, all those people, Hassan Ward stays out of foul trouble. Keon Johnson has been outstanding for the Maine Celtics down the stretch here. We're going to be a tough out in this tournament.
Yeah, and I love how, and I mean, Jeff kind of alluded to it, right? Like, it's three games to get there, which means for those who haven't figured it out, it is single elimination in this tournament. So it has a little bit of like a March Madness feel. And of course, with it being the end of March still, maybe we could call it a little bit of that tonight with the Maine Celtics being there. But tell me a little bit about that one game elimination, because I know Phil Pressey always says anyway, like, the next game's the most important one, right? But like, for a game like this, it feels like it is just such an exciting atmosphere, not only for the players involved, but also fans of the G League.
It is exciting. You know, we've been fortunate to be in the playoffs now for the fourth straight year, and we've had some success, you know, 2 years ago making it all the way to the finals, last year to the Eastern Conference Finals. And it is a grind, and it really is a one-day-at-a-time mentality. And that's the focus that Coach Pressey has had all season. And so things really haven't changed. Interesting thing, it was a weird nuance in the schedule, but our last game was last Tuesday a week ago. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, all the other teams had 2-3 more games. The regular season didn't end until Saturday. So we've been sitting around basically champing at the bit to get on the floor, you know, a full week of rest. So, you know, there is concern of coming out with a little bit of rust. We'll see what happens as far as that goes. There's no preparation like playing in games. So, but, you know, I think this team is loose. They're ready to go. They're confident after, you know, winning 5 of their last 7 games.
Oh, well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes tonight. How are things looking at the shoot-around there since we can hear it in the background there? Everybody looking like they're ready to go?
Everybody's loose. Everyone's having a good time. It's about to wrap up. Their guys are taking their customary half-court heaves right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
And, yeah, I mean, we're ready to tip it off. I can't wait till 6:30 tonight.
Who best resembles Peyton Pritchard with the half-court heaves?
That's a good question. Pedro Bradshaw and Cameron Warrens usually are pretty lethal from outside. Of course, Hank Morgan, who's
Nezcak specialist, dude.
What a pickup for the Maine Celtics this year, the D3 guy.
Isn't that awesome?
He's been shooting nearly 50% from three.
Yeah. He's been great.
He's been outstanding. Yeah. So, this is a really fun team. So we're really pulling for him tonight.
Yeah, and I'll leave you with this one too, Evans. Excuse me, because I know one of my – look, I love Joe Mazzulla quotes. They're always great. I got to ask you just your thoughts on the most recent one, because last night he obviously becomes the highest – the most winning percentage of a coach, right? He leads it now. He makes the comment that winning the coach's year award, that the award is stupid. Flat out stupid is his comment about the award. So I just thoughts on Joe Mazzulla once again leaving us with a golden quote for him. I mean, he has, I think at this point, about a 5-minute long montage of quotes like this that we could go through, but he's amazing.
Well, you know, Joe coached here many years ago, and if you know Joe, you know that's him. Like, that's him. When he drops his guard and has these, like, little comments, whether it's on a radio interview, he really lets loose, or, you know, just randomly you'll catch him at the right time. And, that's just classic Joe. That's all I can say.
It was hysterical. We're gonna play the sound for everybody too on our show, but when I watched it this morning, I laughed because I saw the comment and I go, he said what again?
Yeah, right.
And you go and listen to it and I go, oh, that is so great, because you're right. And if you actually listen to it, he goes into about how, like, it's about the team, and I'm like, this is why he's one of my favorite coaches.
And a couple of years ago when he had won Coach of the Month or whatever, and Derek White tells the story where he's like, hey, you won Coach of the Month, congratulations. And his response was, nobody cares.
Yeah, right.
I've heard him say that like maybe 10 times.
That's awesome.
When that became public, I was like, yep. Like, why is anyone surprised that he said this? Because that's what he truly believes.
Yeah.
That's what he truly believes.
It's great stuff. Joe is always a fun listen, that's for sure. And it'll be a fun listen tonight as the Maine Celtics take on the Greensboro Swarm. It is a 6:30 tip time, 6:15 for the pregame show. You can hear it tonight on the double 95s, 95.5 and 95.9 FM. Evans Boston, thanks for sharing a few minutes with us to preview the matchup. We'll talk to you again just after 6 o'clock.
Thanks, fellas. Let's get this win tonight.
All right. Again, Evans Boston from the Maine Celtics. We will be right back, and we'll finish off hour one. It's Middays with Mannix and Mannix.